side. But I don't want to think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability is what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick, for she does something I'll regret. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. Hey, just look at you like you've lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the UN General Assembly today, pushing back on criticism over Israel's push to defeat Hamas in Gaza, saying the October 7th attacks was a parallel, he says, to the 9/11 terrorists. More from ABC's Ian Panel.
He raised the idea of the United States tolerating an Al-Qaeda state, comparing the idea of a Palestinian state to recognizing a terrorist state. Well, of course, it's slightly mixing apples and oranges there. People are talking about a Palestinian state, not a Hamas state. But nevertheless, you know, this was a speech that was broadcast around the world, but not least on loudspeakers into Gaza itself.
Protesters outside the UN today denouncing Israeli strikes in Gaza. President Trump says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is more about justice, he says, than revenge. Comey facing charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice after President Trump pushed for the Justice Department to investigate political adversaries. This is ABC News. Some top American stand-up comedians are facing a backlash for taking part in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival, the star-studded event kicking off today.
This weekend, some of America's most popular comedians are set to perform in Saudi Arabia, drawing criticism from human rights organizations. The Saudi government has long faced accusations of silencing journalists, oppressing women, and supporting terrorism. The majority of the hijackers in the September 11th attacks were Saudi nationals. The two-week festival in Riyadh will include comedians such as Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, and Pete Davidson.
The events like this tied to a plan by the Saudi Crown Prince to boost tourism and the economy. Portions of the North Rim at Grand Canyon National Park will soon reopen to the public. It was shut down following a wildfire that destroyed a historic lodge and dozens of cabins. The Dragon Bravo fire, which was sparked by lightning in early July, forced evacuations and destroyed structures. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love, like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Dude, did you order...
The new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I've never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better. Especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies?
Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate. Any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source, root metrics data, United States, 1H 2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between. Find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at Box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some spectacular September weather on tap for us these next few days. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Sunny again on Saturday, highs again in the mid-70s. And then we do it all over again on Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The State Assembly appears ready to focus on elections. A critical issue is getting absentee ballots counted the Monday before Election Day. A Monday count bill passed the Assembly last session, but the new version adds ballot drop box security provisions. That includes 24-hour video surveillance. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made 21 arrests in Manitowoc Thursday. The Milwaukee branch of the FBI posted on Facebook all the subjects are in the country illegally. 9 of them were targeted for their suspected involvement in the sexual assault and or trafficking of minor American girls. And quadruplets born to a superior couple are all home now. Essentia Health confirmed Wednesday all 4 babies were discharged from St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth. Their parents are high school softball coaches Gabby and Bobby Jean Gidley. The quadruplets were the first born at St. Mary's in over 25 years. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Aylin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Anabis Silop, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand. The Durand Safety Committee met this week with members of the Durand Rural Fire Department to discuss the creation of a new fire district. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the hope is to have the new district in place by January 1st.
The hope is from that meeting was that we would put this effective January 1. We're going to do some negotiation here in the month of October, also finalize the agreement. And so not only do we have to approve the final agreement, of course, each municipality, there are 10 municipalities that are part of the Durand Rural, that's actually a corporation. The new district would be an intergovernmental agreement.
If approved, the Durand City and Rural Fire Departments would be merged to create the new fire district. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is reporting successful results in their sharps collection efforts. 9 Sharps disposal boxes are located around the county, providing places where folks can safely and easily rid themselves of needles and syringes. The program began last year, and the department says that more than 1,000 pounds of Sharps have been disposed of through the effort. The department is considering placing additional disposal boxes around the county. A Rochester woman has pled not guilty to disorderly conduct charges over a racist park incident. The woman's accused of saying racist slurs at an 8-year-old autistic black child who took a container of applesauce from her bag. The suspect garnered online attention after a witness recorded the aftermath of her confrontation with the boy in late April. An online fundraiser has raised more than $800,000 from people across the country, with many donors expressing white nationalist views in the comments and usernames. Leaders of the Rochester branch of the NAACP have called on the Olmsted County Attorney's Office to file further charges against the suspect. An employee with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources died while working in Keewaskum this week. The Washington County Sheriff's Department announced Thursday the employee had not returned home that night, adding his car was found in Fond du Lac County. His body was found in a wooded area at around 7:40 p.m. Investigators were also able to confirm that there was a lightning strike at around 10:15 the day that the employee's body was found. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Prison has been ordered for a Menominee man convicted on federal weapons charges. 34-year-old Demetrius Howard was prohibited from possessing a firearm when one was found in his vehicle during a traffic stop last year in Dunn County. At the time, Howard told the arresting officer he had found the .40-caliber gun the day before and was planning to throw it into the water. Howard pleaded guilty to the weapons charge in June of this year and has been sentenced to a term of 2.5 years in federal prison. Charges have been filed against a La Crosse man who police say was involved in a road rage incident earlier this week. In the Monday afternoon incident, 23-year-old Isaac Avery reportedly became upset with another driver who was going the speed limit on Highway 16. The report said that Avery pulled up alongside that other driver and pointed a gun at him and his fiance. Police then stopped Avery in West Salem, found a gun and ammunition inside his vehicle, and arrested him on charges of including second-degree recklessly endangering safety with a dangerous weapon. A recall has been issued for a baby food brand sold in Wisconsin. Sprout Organics says contaminated baby food pouches were sold in Walgreens stores between September and December of last year. Illnesses related to the recall have not yet been reported. More information can be found at the FDA website. Use local firewood this fall to avoid the spread of invasive species. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you that pests like spongy moth, emerald ash borer, and invasive fungi can be on or in firewood. When untreated firewood is transported away from the tree where it was harvested, these pests and fungi can later emerge to attack trees at the new location. The DNR is recommending purchasing firewood from a local distributor instead of transporting it from farther away. More information can be found at the DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue. New West Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
Guys. Country music star Eric Church is making a stop in St. Paul this winter. The Free the Machine tour is set for February 7th at Grand Casino Arena, which is formerly known as the Xcel Energy Center. The opening act will be Alabama newcomer Ella Langley, who sings the hit song You Look Like You Love Me. Tickets for the show go on sale October 3rd. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang.
That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some spectacular September weather on tap for us these next few days. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Sunny again on Saturday, highs again in the mid-70s. And then we do it all over again on Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
A tough start for the Americans on day one of the 45th Ryder Cup in New York. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In an event where the home country has won the last five Ryder Cups, Team Europe looking to end that streak. They grabbed three of the four foursome matches to take a 3-1 lead in the morning and head to the afternoon's four-ball matches today. The Brewers' magic number to clinch the best record and top seed in the playoffs is one. They send Quinn Priester to the mound in the first of a three-game series with the Cincinnati Reds tonight at AmFam Field. Reds playing for their playoff lives. They currently trail the Mets by a game for the final wild card spot with three left to play, so they'll be pulling out all the stops against the Brewers in Milwaukee. Packers wrapping up their practice week today as they continue to prepare for Sunday night's matchup against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team opens their season on the road tonight at Bemidji State. Seventh-ranked Badger women's volleyball team hosting Rutgers to open the Big Ten. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Cup teams return to mile-and-a-half racing this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
It's a big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance. With the truth, it's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on his bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams.
Here they come to the line.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Busch Light at Kansas, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the first time since the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway on Memorial Day weekend, the NASCAR Cup Series returns to a mile-and-a-half speedway this weekend at the Kansas Speedway. The most recent Cup Series winner, Ryan Blaney, says that this Sunday's race will be a good test to see how teams have evolved the last 3 months.
First mile and a half we've had in a long time. You know, I can't remember the last mile and a half we've had. You know, we've been to Michigan and Indy and Pocono, but they're different, right? They're bigger and things like that. So you're really going to see, like, what we've learned from Charlotte. Have we gotten better? Have we improved?
Practice and qualifying is set for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time from Kansas. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
Benefit wildlife habitat and your livestock by burning the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Patch burn grazing is an alternative to traditional intensive grazing systems as you're living the country life.
Living the country life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Set a part of your pasture on fire and be amazed at what happens. Patch burn grazing is a grassland management practice for improving habitat for wildlife while still maintaining cattle production on the land. Chris Helzer is the director of science at the Nature Conservancy in Nebraska. He says grazing animals are instinctively attracted to a recently burned area. Regrowth of new grasses is very nutritious. One of the benefits of patch burn grazing is that it creates a variety of different habitat types.
You've got the area that's been burned recently that is pretty short. You've got an area that was burned, say, a year ago that's in a recovery phase, and you've got a really neat set of habitat structure where you've got broadleaf plants, wildflowers that are taking advantage of those grasses being weak. In areas that haven't been burned for quite a while, you've got kind of a tall, dense vegetation. So there's lots of different types of habitat for all kinds of different species.
Another benefit of patch burn grazing is that you can achieve the results you want without cross-fencing or moving livestock from paddock to paddock. Cattle will spend most of their time on recently burned portions of pasture and move themselves in response to new forage growth. Helzer says the burning can be done any time of year. You just have to have enough dead grass to carry the fire.
Once you get started, you just sort of adapt year to year, and if it seems like you need to burn more or less, you can do that or use higher or lower stocking rate. If you are already grazing, whatever stocking rate has been working before will probably work with patch burn grazing. If you haven't ever grazed, then it's probably good to talk to somebody like the Natural Resources Conservation Service for advice on stocking rates.
Learn more about patch burn grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wine. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
70 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk steady at 1672. November up 17 to 1635. December up 6 to 1658. January steady at 1665. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 2 1/4 to 162 1/4. 40-pound blocks down 1 1/4 to 162 1/2. 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 8 to 172. 29 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 115 1/2. 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 64 3/4. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are now moving mostly higher on the day. Now, the trade will continue to watch some of the resistance and support levels, as if they drop below those support levels, that could be an important threshold that would move prices even lower. But so far, prices are still moving mostly higher. Box beef prices were mixed. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher, as well as the market tracks the live cattle market. Now, the feeder cattle contracts are seeing steady gains of mostly $2 in advancements through all of the contracts. Now, it's strong sales in the countryside is helping to support the market. Hog markets, meanwhile, they continue to move mostly higher, feeling empowered by the quarterly hogs and pigs report and the uptake in pork cutout values. That is helping to support the markets as well. Now, the spot December contract is also at a new contract high due to strong fundamental support. October live cattle up 25 cents to 232.30. December up 47 cents to 234.77. February up 80 cents to 236.85. October feeder cattle up 250 to 356.55. November up $1.95 to 354.17. January up $2 to 347.95. October hogs up $1.42 to 101.52. December up 277 to 91.40. February up 262 to 92.55. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower. Again, the weather will allow the harvest to expand into the weekend as well. That's pressuring the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans, they're still slightly higher today, even though the early harvest will continue to expand. Some of this looks like the aggressive selling by Argentina is now wrapped up, so that's helping U.S. prices. Wheat futures lower as well, pulling back from a test of nearby resistance levels after the strong finish Thursday. The plains rains should boost early emergence as planting is catching up. Mativ wheat prices are also lower. December corn down 3.25 to 422.5. March down 3 to 439.25. May down 2.75 to 448.5. New crop 26 down 2 to 460.25. November beans up 1 to 1013.25. January and March up 1.25. January 1032.5. March at 1048.75. New crop 26 up 1.5 to 1064. October soybean meal up 80 cents to 269.40. October soybean oil up 9 cents to 49.83. Chicago wheat, December down 7.25 to 519.75. March down 7 to 538. Minneapolis wheat, December down 5.5 to 567.5. March down 5.75 to 587.25. Energy markets at the midday are higher. November crude oil up 88 cents to 65.86. December up 78 cents to 65.18. Meanwhile, October gas up 3 cents to 203. November gas now up 4 cents to 198. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Agriculture Secretary Rollins is re-emphasizing the New World screwworm efforts during a recent visit to Oklahoma. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
During a visit to Express Ranch in Oklahoma, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins delivered a comprehensive address on the USDA's efforts to defend American agriculture from what she calls threats, particularly the New World screwworm. Rollins outlined measures taken, including strengthening cooperative efforts with Mexico.
In February, USDA and Mexico implemented a comprehensive pre-clearance inspection and treatment protocol to ensure safe movement of our livestock across the southern border. Many have said, I've only been on the job about 7 or 8 months, but many have said that our partnership with Mexico right now is as strong and as transparent as it has been in decades. So grateful to my counterpart, Secretary Julio Bertagay over there, and we'll continue to work daily with him.
As part of that initiative, Rollins said USDA and other agencies are sending personnel and other resources south of the border.
The government of Mexico does not have the same resources that we have in America, so we are investing and deploying multitudes of our staff and team and expertise, again, for the first time, directly into Mexico to work alongside their government.
She said Mexico's decision to halt cattle movement within its borders will contribute to the eradication of the New World screwworm.
We will continue to ensure that no matter the circumstance, our U.S. food supply will remain safe. Thankfully, in addition to the U.S. southern port closures, Mexico has agreed within their borders to halt all animal movement in affected zones. So this is a really big deal. They're not moving all their cattle to our border and then they sit there. Mexico has agreed to stop all movement of their cattle. This was a few months ago, and we believe that will continue to help us push the New World bald screwworm back to the Darien Gap and hopefully towards eradication.
Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County. The Department of Ag and USDA animal health officials are working together in a joint incident response. The affected premise has been quarantined to restrict movement of poultry and poultry products. Birds on the property will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, highly pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed on September 16th at a Redwood County commercial turkey flock. This is the first detection of HPAI in poultry since April 23rd in Minnesota, and animal health officials and industry are working over the summer to eliminate the virus from quarantine sites so Minnesota could officially declare freedom of the disease. However, the detection resets Minnesota's response teams and will draw responders back into the fight against avian influenza this fall. The Redwood County flock of around 20,000 turkey toms showed signs of increased mortality in samples taken from September 14th and submitted to the Minnesota Poultry Testing Laboratory, tested positive for influenza A and the H5 strain. Now, the state of Minnesota is also working to depopulate that flock. A recent announcement from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has upset the nation's soybeans farmers. In a post on X, Bessent said the U.S. will offer financial support to Argentina to help prop up its ailing economy. Argentina is a key competitor of American producers in the world soybean market. Almost immediately after the post, a reported 20 shiploads of Argentinian soybeans were purchased by China after the Argentine government announced it would waive taxes on soybean exports. American Soybean Associate President Caleb Ragland was not pleased with the development, saying, quote, soybean farmers have been clear for months in saying the administration needs to establish a trade deal with China, unquote. He went on to say China is the world's top soybean customer and our top export market. The U.S. has made zero sales to China in the new crop marketing year because of a 20% retaliatory tariff imposed by China in response to U.S. tariffs. Now, a spokesman for the Chinese Commerce Ministry was asked when China might resume buying American soybeans. He said the U.S. needs to remove what China describes as unreasonable tariffs and create conditions that help expand trade between the two nations. Traders in China are filling their current soybean needs from South America. China, the world's biggest soybean buyer, hasn't booked any soybeans from the U.S. during America's harvest. American farmers are in danger of missing out on billions of dollars of worth of soybean sales because of the unresolved tensions. Reuters says senior Chinese trade negotiators Li Chengcheng's meeting with leaders from the Midwest may signal the world's second largest economy might be willing to buy some U.S. soybeans ahead of a more wide-ranging talk. Disagreement, though, on technical details may be slowing the negotiation. U.S. action on the unreasonable tariffs would create possible trade expansion, said a Commerce Ministry spokesperson. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has announced that USDA's Food and Nutrition Service is proposing changes to strengthen the stocking requirements for retailers participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The changes would protect the program participants and taxpayers by mitigating fraud, waste, and abuse and ensuring additional healthy food options for recent families. She said retailers participating in SNAP need to sell real food, plain and simple. Quote, right now the bar for stocking food as a SNAP retailer is far too low, allowing people to game the system and leaving vulnerable Americans without healthy food options, unquote. Rollins went on to say these common sense changes are designed to minimize benefit tracking and skimming, among other fraudulent activities. Among the other changes, the proposal requires retailers to stock 7 varieties of food in each of the 4 staple categories, including dairy, protein, grain, and fruits and vegetables, which is up from the current requirement of 3. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison's September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The quiet weather will continue in our ag weather forecast. It looks like relative humidities will continue to slowly drop throughout the day today and into the weekend. But it looks like we'll see plenty of sunshine and temperatures in the 70s and even into the 80s possible by next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at around 5, shifting to the east in the afternoon. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear early and then partly cloudy late. So we'll have lows from 54 to 59. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%, southeast winds at 5 to 9. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 71 to 76. Relative humidities at 43 to 48%, southwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Saturday nights, clear, lows 41 to 46. Relative humidities at 89 to 94%. Northwest winds at 5 to 6. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 71 to 76. Relative humidities at 40 to 45%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 7. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Monday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows.
say somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for all the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down, digging some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Carrying me to the
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Snow in July, sunset, riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up, pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup, get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom, dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied-up t-shirt. Every little kiss is driving me wild. Throwing blowing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty, girl, you make my speakers go boom boom, dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buds I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Let's slip on out where it's a little bit darker, and when it gets a little bit hotter, we'll take it off.
Shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, to find the confidence and the strength I'd need, to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I'd fly. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you. Catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands. It doesn't take much, just a smile or a touch, and I'm a kid again. I can almost feel that wind. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Life ain't all that easy, I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car ride.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. top commanders and generals have been called for a meeting next week by Secretary Pete Hegseth. ABC News learning that the invitation went out to leaders and generals.